I once worked for a man made and repaired old violins. Few have ever known the trade quite as well as him. He tooled down an old piece of spruce with his oaken hand, and the closest friends that he had were them violins. Now I made his first fiddle he was only 10 years old. With an old jackknife he whittled down his first scroll. The body of that fiddle was an old cigar box. Later on he used 200-year-old wood to make them fiddle tops. And his eyes, they would shine when he'd start to play on one of them fiddles that he handmade. Like a master surgeon that could give a blind man sight, took an old piece of wood and he brought it back to life. Now he said that Stradivarius came on down to him, taught him how to make the varnishes for all them violins. Now I'd once seen a photograph of the fiddles side by side. Main difference between the two was a name I read inside. Folks that came from far and wide get all them fiddles repaired. Recall one man that drove 400 miles just to get his fiddle bow repaired. For they knew no one like Matt that could ever do work quite like him. And the sweetest sound that I ever known is that of the violin. My friend Pete here playing, I think of old Mad Doll and all them fiddles that he made his first fiddle in the year of 1901. He completed 300 before his life was done. And his eyes, they would shine, he'd start to play on one of them fiddles that he handmade. Like a master surgeon that can heal all them deaf ears, old Matt, he's gone now, but them fiddles, they're still here. Old Matt, he's gone now, but them fiddles, they're still here. Long time to come.